I first met Anita and her husband Keith at the Good Samaritan Care Clinic in Mountain View, a 45-minute drive from their home in Van Buren. Anita had delayed going to a doctor for months, despite severe bleeding that made her pass out on the job as a home health worker. When she eventually ended up in the hospital, she was diagnosed with advanced uterine cancer. Both worked around 40 hours a week. Neither had health insurance. You may recall this portion of our interview with Anita and Keith from May of 2013 at the volunteer clinic where they received care for free.
You're like, you feel like you're at the point of no return. Because it's just hard. Because you want to pay it and you can't. And I don't want charity. I'm not here for charity. That's why I think a lot of people kill themselves. Because there's no hope.
It's hard to make it. I mean, there's times that we can't even eat dinner. Because the fact is we don't have the money. We got to pay our bills or they'll shut them off. You know, and right now I'm having to work extra so she can go to the doctor so she can get well. You know, and it's either eat or pay, let her go to the doctor, you know, because this therapy is very important for her.
So where do you get your care or do you get care?
I don't get care. I take care of it all myself, you know, and I have teeth problems and I can't afford to go to a dentist. So I just take my pocket knife out and pop my teeth out myself.
Anita's story resonated across the state. In his 2014 State of the State address, Governor Jay Nixon used Anita as an example of struggling Missourians who would benefit from an expansion of Medicaid.
To lead healthy, productive lives. They're folks like Anita Sutherland from Van Buren.
The last time I talked to her, Anita was depressed because she was having to choose between spending money on food, electric bills, or therapy for lymphedema, swelling that came as a result of her cancer treatment. 2 weeks ago, I Googled Anita's name, and her obituary came up. She had just turned 56 when she died earlier this year. The phone numbers I had weren't connecting, so I headed to Van Buren. At the local grocery store, I got directions to her former workplace. The staff there called her daughter, Jennifer Wilson, who works down the road. She was willing to talk to me.
So I've just pulled into the Smalley's Convenience and Deli, and I understand Anita's daughter, Jennifer, works here. So I'm gonna go see if I can find out any more about Anita.
Wilson tells me Anita had been having chest pains for a long time.
And it was probably about 8:30 that morning. She said she got a sharp pain, went straight across her chest and went straight up the left side of her head. And she said, I mean, it was intense. So she called her husband and was like, hey, I need to go to the hospital. Well, she drove the truck from there all the way over to the mill.
The Carter County coroner confirmed that Anita's cause of death was cardiac tamponade. According to the National Institutes of Health, that's pressure on the heart from fluid or blood buildup. Without Anita's full medical records, it's hard to say whether her death could have been prevented. But like Anita's cancer, this condition gets much more serious the more a person delays treatment. Ryan Barker of the Missouri Foundation for Health said delaying treatment is almost a way of life for many uninsured Missourians.
Because they're so worried about cost and not having insurance, they often put off the preventative care or even getting care for chronic conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes because they just aren't sure they can afford it.
A new CDC study found that Americans living in rural areas are more likely to die from five leading causes than their urban counterparts. Two factors that put rural Americans at higher risk are less access to health care and that they're less likely to have health insurance. Jennifer Wilson, Anita's daughter, appears to be following a similar path to that of her mother. She and her husband each earn about $250 a week, but neither has health insurance. They don't qualify for Medicaid, and the $65 sliding scale fee at the clinic down the street is still too steep for them. Wilson tells me she's got a problem with her IUD, or intrauterine device, and needs to see someone about it, but that will just have to wait. Republican lawmakers who blocked Missouri from expanding Medicaid said they first wanted to reform the Medicaid program before pumping a bunch of federal dollars into it. But so far, those major reforms have not happened. Other alternatives are public-private partnerships or faith-based groups organizing more volunteer clinics. But in rural places across much of the Ozarks, those two still don't exist. I'm Jennifer Moore.